Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, hope that you are packing your patience wherever it is you're headed off to or in the middle of celebrating, because here we are inching closer and closer to that magical day when the man in the red suit comes down the chimney. If you celebrate Christmas, if you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, you could be in the middle of some of those celebrations, obviously, as well as you're listening to this. You know, it's interesting. I saw a story about it, and it puts it into perspective. Remember Notre Dame catching on fire and how shocked people were and all the money that was donated. Do you realize that for the Notre Dame Cathedral, this is the first time ever they're not going to have Christmas services in more than 200 years. Remember that fire happened back in the spring, I think it was April, and now you just see scaffolding in front of it and the reconstruction that's going on and how badly damaged it was. So since 1803, I mean, this is a 850-year-old cathedral. This is the first time that they haven't had those services. I mean, and you got to think about the impact of that. Just as somebody who likes to walk through history, that's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and that fire was terrible, where it ripped out parts of the roof and the vault, and, you know, anyone who's ever been there, you don't have to be religious to appreciate that architecture. The French President Macron says he's going to have the structure rebuilt in 5 years. That's what he said when it first happened. And, of course, there's an international architects competition to rebuild and redesign, and the fallen spire was the big medieval landmark, and how do you do that and rebuild that? But anyway, so interesting as you think about the holidays, just one of the strange things that happened in this past 2019, this past year. Brexit was also very big, the conversation about Brexit this year. And Friday was a huge day for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who won Parliament's backing for his Brexit deal. So that means he can move ahead with his promise that England's going to leave the European Union next month. So this withdrawal agreement bill will take the country out of the EU by the end of January. It's got to get approval in the House of Lords and then ratification and all that stuff. But then there's also an 11-month, because you think about how you want to talk about history, how long this will take. They say it takes about 11 months probably for this transition period, and that might even be ambitious, to have England and the EU hammer out trade, security, migration, whatever it is that's going to be the new relationship. So, wow, huge. Coming up, this show, one of the people that we had a chance to talk to in 2019, as I'm going to introduce you or reintroduce you to some of those people, is Daniel Mulhall. He is the ambassador from Ireland to the U.S., and we talked about Brexit and the impact of Brexit because of Northern Ireland and, of course, the Republic of Ireland, two very different parts of that country and affected by Brexit. There were some concerns that all the goodwill that has happened between the North and the Republic could dissipate and there could be problems. Hopefully not, but one doesn't know when they get out of the EU what that's going to look like. What is that going to mean? And for some of you that are out there still making your way somewhere, or even if you're not making your way somewhere, you're running around doing last-minute holiday things or you have some time off, heavy rain. Boy, California just getting pummeled. I was looking at some video of this the other day. They had wind gusts of like 50 miles an hour, tree limbs all over the place, power lines, that kind of stuff. So all the problems that they've had in San Francisco, this adds to what happened up north, because they were just drenched with so much rain. And with the West Coast, the whole West Coast getting hit, what happens? People forget this, but the aftermath from heavy rain means often, because of the fires that happen, landslides. And because of the moisture level, and I lived this when I lived on the West Coast, it gets so saturated, the ground. You get these these cracks in the pavement and sidewalks, and the soil moves away from the foundation, and then you hear kind of, and this is when you know you're in trouble, you hear a faint rumbling sound. So they're telling people, the Weather Service, to be careful because of the flooding and because of landslide possibilities, to get to higher ground immediately. But there's no way to know that for sure, right? What lies underneath? And it's not just the West Coast, by the way. Georgia, flooding problems there, flash flood watches. And that's what's, to me, one of the most deadly things is the flash flood watches, because you don't know. I mean, you don't know. That's why they call it a flash flood. I'm no weather person, but you're out and it's raining, and then it's worse in some places, and suddenly you find yourself in this horrible situation where you have to try to get out of a car because it's sinking in the stuff. And I've seen that far too often. That happened to my mom, and luckily it wasn't to the point where she had to be rescued, but it was scary and it ruined the car for sure. And this was years and years ago in Philadelphia. Speaking of cars and accidents, and not to start off here on a jolly mood, but a couple of days ago, 35 and 45 cars, SUVs, etc., crashed, and it created that weird chain reaction on I-64. If you've ever been on that in Eastern Virginia. That happened on Sunday morning. So fog, ice. So just a day ago, the pileup about 50 miles east of Richmond closed both sides of the interstate, right? And what a nightmare. It was kind of like you see a kid. It would be like a kid where you had those matchbox cars. We had those, my brother Patrick and I. And if we had just thrown them and piled them all up on each other, and that's what it looked like. The fog and the ice on that Queens Creek Bridge started it. It happened like before 8 o'clock in the morning, and there were minor injuries and that kind of stuff, but very sad to see these cars just slam together. It's lucky it wasn't worse injury-wise, but it was pretty bad. Something that we talked about politically speaking, it's so rare for somebody to jump parties, and whenever they do, of course, it's always a big deal to whatever party picks up the number, and then, of course, the reason why. So there is now that photograph and the conversation that we've seen from last week with the president and New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who said the final sign for him to switch parties was being told he had to vote in support of impeachment of President Donald Trump. He did an interview on the Sunday Swirl with Fox News, and He said that he was told by a New Jersey Democratic County Party chair that he would not be successful in winning re-election if he voted no on impeachment. He said he came to him, said, "I have to speak with you." They sat down, and he said, "Vote for impeachment." He said, "You have to vote for it. If you don't, you're not going to be able to run in my county." So he was saying, "You're not going to win. You better do this. And if you don't, look out." So Van Drew, who was a critic of impeachment before switching parties, which is so crazy. It's not crazy, but they knew it was like a red flag for New Jersey Democrats, was facing a tough re-election anyway in his New Jersey district, and becoming a Republican would allow him to avoid the Democratic primary. And he said he felt it was the honorable thing to do, and that was it. And he voted against impeachment of the president last week. So that was a huge move. He said it was a personal decision, and that was it. And so, boom, he's out. And he joined the Republican Party, and he was endorsed right away by the president. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side, Daniel Mulhall.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Really excited to be with the ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, Daniel Mulhall. And, boy, so much is happening in Ireland. And, of course, we took the show America Tonight to Ireland, as many of you know, and then wanted to go on the trip back with me as well. And there's so much to talk about. When we talk about Brexit, is Ireland and Northern Ireland, and I know you're going to talk about that as you're in Dallas, Texas, and we've had the fortune to catch up with you here. So tell us, give us a thumbnail on that, what that means for both Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Brexit is a major challenge for Ireland. It's a challenge because we have strong economic links with Britain and we want to preserve those links as best we can, but it will be challenging when Britain leaves the European Union. It may affect our trade with Britain. Politically, of course, the border in Ireland has been an open border for the last 25 years. We want to keep it that way, but it's a challenge to do so when you have Britain leaving the European Union, leaving the customs union, and leaving the single market. Everyone's agreed there can't be a hard border in Ireland, and at the moment we're just trying to figure out how to make that a reality. And what we feel we need is a guarantee that no matter what happens in the relationship between Britain and the European Union, which has to be determined over the next few years, whatever happens, there cannot be a hard border on the island of Ireland. And it's that guarantee that's currently being worked on, and it's proving a little difficult to reach agreement on.
Right, and say proving difficult to reach an agreement on, you imagine that you're a negotiator, that this is going to take some time to kind of get out of the weeds on that?
Of course, Brexit happened 2 years ago. The referendum took place. Since then, for the last year and a half, there have been negotiations between the UK and the European Union on what's called the withdrawal agreement. And one element of the withdrawal agreement is the arrangements in Ireland, which have to be settled before we can go on to phase two. And phase two is about the future relationship between the UK and the European Union, which is also vitally important to Ireland, of course, for reasons to do with our trade and economic links, as I mentioned. The border in Ireland is proven to be a very difficult proposition, a very difficult issue to resolve. I still remain hopeful that this will happen. We will find a solution, because frankly, not finding a solution is such a catastrophic outcome that I don't believe either side will want to face that kind of chaotic consequences. The consequence would be that Britain would crash out of the European Union, would leave without an agreement, and there'd be nothing in place to regulate future UK-EU relations, and that would be hugely damaging for everyone concerned, principally, of course, for Britain, but also for Ireland.
Yeah. Before becoming the 18th ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, you also had a similar role, obviously, with the U.K. What are the biggest differences between dealing with the Brits and dealing with the Americans? I imagine there's some nuances.
Well, more than nuances. First of all, the scale of America is something else again. So when you live outside of America, you have no idea of what it's like, the scale of this country. And Texas, for example, would be a substantial country anywhere else in the world. In America, it's just one of the 50 states. So I find I spend a lot of time traveling around this country. It's fascinating to see the variety of this country and to discover that there are Irish Americans everywhere you go. The second difference really is that the attitude towards Ireland is so hugely positive in the United States that it really does uplift my spirits. Whenever I feel a bit tired, I just have to go and meet an Irish American community anywhere in the United States, and that lifts my spirits right away. I find I get energy from Irish America, because this is a phenomenon that's really quite intriguing to my mind, is that people who are 3, 4, 5 generations removed from Ireland still feel an affiliation and an affection for Ireland, which is remarkable and a huge asset for our country.
Yeah, you heard me mention in the beginning that I took the show to Ireland, and the what happened was the Irish Tourism Board set something up where I did shows live from the Castle Clontarf, and they took me to Dublin and all over the place, so I got to really get a bird's eye view of everything in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and then Ireland as well. And I find the same thing, that on St. Patrick's Day here, everybody's Irish.
My summary of the St. Patrick's Day phenomenon in America would be that everywhere else in the world, St. Patrick's Day is an Irish event in which some of the locals join in to have fun. In America, it's an American event in which the Irish are part. But that's the difference. Irish Americans have such a strong sense of Irishness that they own St. Patrick's Day in America, and we become part of it, but we don't own it, whereas we own it everywhere else in the world.
I love that. Let's talk about Texas and the fact that this is big. You mentioned Irish Americans all over the place, people wanting to come to Ireland, even if they're not Irish. Americans do. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know they're high, because I looked maybe a couple of weeks ago and I saw that the tourism rate from America to Ireland is off the charts. So now there's actually going to be service straight from Dallas, right?
From next summer onwards, there'll be a direct flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Dublin, and that will be the first ever direct link between Texas and Ireland. What that will do is it will encourage more Texans to discover Ireland, discover their Irish roots, discover our country, play golf in Ireland, enjoy what Ireland has to offer. It'll also, of course, facilitate business links, because it'll be easier for Irish companies to come here to look at the possibility of setting up in Texas and availing of the opportunities that exist here. It will also encourage Texas companies to have a look at Ireland, because having to go via New York or Chicago or somewhere is always a drawback when it comes to doing business. So I think it's very exciting that we now have this new route plan, and I'm sure that route will grow and become a major source of connectivity between Ireland and Texas.
Yeah. Tell us about your book, New Dawning.
Well, I wrote a book in 1900 called A New Day Dawning. I'm a historian, an Irish historian by training, and I've tried to keep an interest in history. I also published a book in 2016 called The Shaping of Modern Ireland. So basically, my book that I wrote about 1900, I wrote in the year 2000, was a book that tried to explore the Ireland of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. for me at least, that's the key moment in Irish history. In 1890, we were kind of more or less an established part of the United Kingdom, and okay, we wanted to get our own local regional parliament. We did, it wasn't really much of a push for independence. By 1922, we were independent. Okay, the country was divided, but still, part of it was independent. Nobody could have imagined that 30 years before. So I wanted to look at that period between 1890 and 1922 to see, in particular the period around 1900, to see what it was that changed. What changed was that we had a new kind of sense of Irishness developed. There were those who were trying to revive the Gaelic language, revived our ancient Gaelic games, which are today the most important sports in Ireland, Gaelic football and hurling. Also, we had a literary revival, we had an economic revival, and an effort to create a cooperative movement in Ireland which would revive our countryside. So there was an overall effort made to revive Ireland, and that succeeded, and eventually in 1922 we became independent, but only after we'd had a revolution in a rising in 1916 and then a war of independence between 1919 and 1921. So it took a while to get there, but Ireland was a place in transition at that time. And one of the things that I have always been interested in is the literature of that period. So at the moment I'm doing a blog on James Joyce's Ulysses, because I know most people maybe find the start of the book but never finish it. I'm trying to help people to get through it by doing a blog on each chapter by chapter, and by 2021 or thereabouts I'll have completed the entire book, because the centenary of the publication of Joyce's Ulysses will be in February 2022. So I'm preparing really for the centenary of that great literary occasion, which will be the publication, the centenary of the publication of Joyce's Ulysses.
Wow. So for all the James Joyce fans out there, and there are many, that's great. Go and look at this blog, and then you'll be able to follow along, because you're right, people complain that they can't get through it.
Yeah, you can access it through my Twitter account. I have a link to my my blog there. My Twitter account is at Dan Mulhall, and I'm very keen to have more American followers, because I'd like to maybe have as many thousand followers as your president has millions. That would be nice.
Oh, Mr. Perfect Place to end this, but I have to ask you this. Biggest challenge in your role as the ambassador from Ireland to the U.S.?
Biggest challenge is the sheer geographical scale of the United States and the sheer scale of Irish America. I mean, how do you connect with 35 million people? I spent all my time going around, talking to people, blogging, tweeting, trying to link with Irish America, meeting Irish organizations wherever I go, doing public events. But at the end of the day, connecting with that number of people is always going to be a challenge. And it seems to me also connecting modern Ireland with modern America, that's the challenge, because we have traditional links that are very strong, we have business links, but we need, I think, to join up the dots between the story of contemporary Ireland and the story of contemporary America. It's my job to tell Ireland's story here in America and to listen to the American story and to link the two stories in positive and productive ways.
Ambassador Mulhall, thank you so much. No Delaney's, right, in your background? We're not related.
None that I know of, anyway. None that I know of. But there are lots of Delaney's I know, and it's always a pleasure to meet people that have a wonderful name like yours.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Right now, and he joins us on Author's Corner. His name's David Murdoch. He's written a book called The Bible. I love this title. The Bible was not written in English, how church traditions have kept us in the dark. So your ears are going to perk up. We had a great off-air conversation. David, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and greetings from Texas. I appreciate being on your show.
The Bible was not written in English, and you're saying how traditions have kept us in the dark. So explain what you wanted people to understand from your book and why you wrote it.
Well, the why you wrote it part was the, I think, people, especially one particular friend that we talked about earlier that had encouraged me to write some of the things that we've been talking about over the last 10 years. In so doing, we wrote a book, and then we wrote another book. And in doing so, writing is like anything else. The more you do it, hopefully, the better you get at it. And my second book, my publisher sent it to a seminary professor in Colorado, and this is the reason why I was motivated to maybe do more. He called me on the landline and told me what he was doing, and then he said, "Murdoch, where'd you come up with some of this stuff?" And I said, "Well, first of all, do you accept a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible?" And he said, "Absolutely. I've got one right here on my desk." I said, "Okay, what do you have a problem with?" And he said, "Well, what about all this stuff in the garden?" And I said, "Well, get your Strong's out." He got his Strong's out. I said, "Do you know where God was talking to Adam and Eve?" And he said, "Concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't even touch it." I said, "Okay, look up that word touch in ancient Hebrew. He looks it up. The definition in the Strong's Concordance is to lie with a woman. And then in another place, God said, Eve, woman, what is thou hast done? And she said, the serpent beguiled me. And I said, look up that word beguiled, seduced. I said, now let me ask you a question. What's that got to do with eating an apple? And he laughed. And then for the next 45 minutes, we went through the Bible, him asking questions, putting him back in the straws, back and forth, back and forth. At the end of the conversation, he said, Murdoch, I'm a seminary professor. I have a master's degree. I've been pastoring a church for 25 years, and I've learned more Bible in the last hour than I've learned my entire life. He said, how is that possible? I said, well, it's real simple. You were taught by people who loved you, but you were basically taught through traditions of men, and you were taught in English, and you did not go back to the manuscripts. Long story short, he ended up writing the foreword for that manuscript.
Wow.
And so based on that, that's the reason that I was motivated to continue writing. This book has about 1,200 scriptures that are either quoted or referred to, and it really boils down to this, Kate. When a person gets serious about wanting to find out and learn about God, then God gets serious with them. And it's a two-way street. It's a two-way conversation. You have a walking, talking relationship with your Creator. And that's really the motivation. This book was written to really drive people into the Bible and into the manuscripts.
Yeah, you gave us a great example of that, David. Give us another example, because I think there's a lot of people listening that fall into this category, and obviously so do you, and you gave us the example right off the bat. But looking at the scriptures, what, for example, is something that people would miss? I mean, of everything that you've looked at, examined, and pulled out, what do you think is one that people really miss?
Well, I think one that people can relate to are the food laws that are written in Leviticus 11. Leviticus, we're told that we're not to eat scavengers, and I'm going to shorten them. And then you go over to the New Testament, over in Timothy, and most of the churches today preach that when Christ arose, that all of the food laws, we can now eat anything we want to as long as we bless it. And they quote a scripture over there, and it says, concerning marriage, he said, don't let any man judge you concerning marriage or those things. But they leave out this one scripture there. It says, those things which were intended to be received. Well, he did not intend for us to receive scavengers into our bodies. And if we continue to eat them over a period of time, then we have a lot of health problems. And I've interviewed a lot of medical doctors over the years on this very subject. And it ranges depending on the doctor, but in the 80% of medical problems, health problems that people have today is over the things that we're eating. We're eating incorrectly because we're not following the food laws. Dr. Barnett, when he built a cancer clinic here in Cleburne, he got up and spoke to Rotary Club, and he said, gentlemen, if you will obey the food laws in the Bible, you will never need my services. And I think that's one of the traditions, one of the things that people have skipped over, and we pay dearly for it in our physical health.
Boy, no kidding. In doing this, and for you, I can tell by talking to you, and this is the second time we've had this conversation, and now we're having it with the rest of the world, you feel very at ease with the Bible and your understanding of it, and it's like a friend. It feels like, to me, I feel like when I'm talking to you, you're just living, breathing for you, right?
Well, I think that it has to be that way. You know, the Bible tells us to be Christ-like. He says to be thou perfect as I am perfect. But if you look up that word perfect, it's not perfect as we understand it. It's mature. In other words, Paul said this. He said, when I was a child, I acted as a child. I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so as we grow, as we get into the Word and the Word becomes one with us, then we are comfortable with it. Prayer, which on a daily basis is just talking to your Creator, establishing a relationship with your Creator. This is something that's teachable, learnable, and doable for anybody. Everybody that's listening to us right now, they're one of God's creation. They may not love Him, they may not like Him, they may hate Him, whatever, but they're still one of God's creation. And all they have to do is open the door for God to get involved in their lives, and He will. God is very real. And in today's world, you know, there's so much fakeness in the world today that the truth really upsets people. And a lot of times we just forget about the Bible and leave it out. We think it's just a dusty old book. But the Bible is not just another book. The Bible is the Word of God. In fact, he tells us over John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it's a very important part. He tells us in Revelations, he said, that if you please him, he said, I created all things for his pleasure. I created all things for my pleasure. And so if he created all things, including us, for his pleasure, the question is, what have we done to please him? You know, it's kind of like having a child that maybe you have a couple of children and they leave home and one of them calls you on your birthday and he calls you on a regular basis, tells you they thought of you. The other one, you never hear from them unless they want some money or something. And which one are you going to favor? Which one are you going to think more of? And we're created in his image, so he has these same feelings. He gets upset. He gets ticked off, and it's not a good thing to tick him off, but he says, I'm slow to anger, but I do get angry.
I love that. I love that. The Bible was not written in English. How church traditions have kept us in the dark. We're speaking with David Murdoch. You can get it on Amazon.com. What was the reaction to your book, the people that you've touched in your life and just people you know?
Well, the reaction has been very good. The reaction has been very similar to what you were first talking about. I think people have been so involved in tradition. We're brought up, if we were brought up in a particular denomination, that tends to be what we are. But deep down inside, I think there is a knowledge, especially in a lot of people, that says there's got to be more. There's got to be more than just coming to a pretty building with stained glass windows and organ music, and I appease my conscience. And then I go back out in the world the rest of the week, and reality of life sets in, and things just don't work out, and I don't really have a place for God in my life. And that's where the mistake is made, is because when you have a relationship with your Creator, he tells us over in Amos, he said, you know, there'll be a famine in the end time. It's not going to be a famine for food or water, but it's going to be people starving to death for the Word of God. And that's the hunger that's in so many hearts today. It doesn't really matter the denomination or what name is over the door of the church or whatever, but inside that church is the Word of God being taught. And so much today, and it's unfortunate and it's sad to say that so many times today you go to a service and you go there wanting to hear about God, and you have someone gets up, well-meaning, they'll quote a couple of scriptures, and then they say their own words for another 30, 45 minutes. And God talks about this, and he says, woe unto you pastors who scatter my flocks. He said, you say your words are more important than my words. And to me, a pastor, which comes from the word pasture, like you turn a herd of cattle or sheep out on a pasture to eat, we're supposed to feed the flock, and you do that by teaching the Bible chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Bible says here a little, there a little, line by line. So when we do it that way, then the people are fed. That real amazing sermon that a person that's well-gifted in wordsmithing can make chills run up and down your backbone. But, you know, when you get into the situations of life, that sermon you heard that did not have the Word of God, it had mostly philosophy and psychology involved in it in a seven-point plan, those things you don't even remember. Most people, you can ask them. I've been counseling for almost 50 years. And most people, when you ask them if they've ever been taught the Bible all the way through in their church, regardless of the denomination, I have yet, in almost 50 years, I have yet to have one that said, we teach the Bible all the way through.
Wow. Wow. Perfect place to end this. And the reason why you should get it, the Bible is not written in English, how church traditions have kept us in the dark. David Murdoch, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I would just like to say that we should all know by now that the Bible was not written in English, and just reading the Bible in English is not enough. If we want to be successful, we have to use the Hebrew and the Greek. How many make the distinction that we have a Western mindset attempting to understand an English translation taken from an Eastern language, written with an Eastern mindset thousands of years ago? Those facts alone should give us pause to consider and reconsider what we have been taught as gospel. Thank you so much for having me on your program, Kate.
Thank you. Shout out.
Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me show it to you.
He's written a book. It's so interesting, and we had this great off-air conversation. So excited to introduce you in our author's corner to Larry Pinsett. He's written a book called CHAPS, and CHAPS stands for Clockable Hours Application Process and Pay System, but that doesn't tell the story at all, because it is incredible, the story, when I think about what's happening with money, when I think about people and jobs and their mindset. And I know, because I was there when I worked in corporate America, when I worked for a radio network. So Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome, Kate.
Let's talk about that mindset, because this is a system that can be used for teachers, police officers. You worked in the postal system. Explain it to us.
Okay, CHAPS is a pay system. It's basically a pay system for everybody. And what I mean by everybody have 168 hours. And they're not aware of that because they think overtime is prevalent. But the labor law states that you have 8 hours of work, 5 days a week. And it's kind of misleading for people to understand the labor laws from the baby boomers. The boomers, they think they're entitled to overtime. But overtime, there's no such thing as overtime in 8 hours. And you have three tours in 1 day. So let's break it down. You have 12 hours in the a.m. and 12 hours in the p.m., and that's 24 hours. And then you have 8 hours shift. You know, at the post office, they call them tours. And then you a normal plant, you know, like outside workers, they might call them shifts. And then CTA in our Chicagoland area, they call them picks. But either way, it's just 8 hours per day. And a lot of people don't understand how many hours that you had to work for a yearly salary. Most people think they work 2 weeks for a yearly salary. But that's not true. You have to work a total of 8,320 hours for a yearly salary. And then it's 2,080 hours for your yearly salary that you see on your paycheck. But you have to work 2,080 hours for your benefits that's tax-free that you don't see. You have to work 2,080 hours for your stipend pay that's tax-free that you don't see. And you had to work 2,080 hours for your next year's salary. And that's amazing, Kate, because guess what, Kate? If you did this pay system, that means that you are working, and the work that you do, you can plug it in. I don't care what you're doing. You're a dishwasher. If you are making planes, if you are cutting hair, any job, if you plug taps in correctly, Kate, you're going to get debt-free work. And that's very important, Kate, for the medical field. Because guess what? They're always asking about how to pay for all the health care. You know, it's amazing. You can easily pay for health care. And what is it? Non-affordable health care, you can easily get debt-free. Because the workers will do that debt-free if they plug in into a tax pay system. See, a tax pay system is basically but you do three things. The first thing is to get people a double salary. Because
right.
God promised us you will get a double salary. Now, it's a lot of people that don't believe in God, so I don't want to play the God card because, like I say, a lot of people don't believe in God.
Sure.
But it's a lot of people that do believe in God, okay? But that's neither here nor there. The people got to understand, do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your grandkids? Okay, the boomers are out of here, see? And the boomers set a bad example on how to work. See, so because the boomers really didn't realize for a long time that they had their own fingerprints, and they had they just recently understood that they had their own DNA, but they still don't understand that you have your own hours. So once you have your own hours, it's just like you owning your own house, Kate.
Yeah.
Like I own my own house. Okay. But if I don't pay taxes on this house, I won't have it for long. It's just like the NFL, Kate. Not for long. And you know,
yeah.
Nothing. What I miss in the NFL. Did you see those contracts recently? That some
yes.
Baseball players are getting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, it's off the chain, Kate. You know.
But it is.
It's
crazy. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you know? You tell them owners to run chap. So this is what they're going to get. If I give a guy, it doesn't matter what I give him, because he got to give it back to me. So let's say if I give a guy $100,000, so it's going to be broken down hourly. So every hour, every week, in the chap pay system, every week, you're going to have to work 10 hours to pay for all these benefits. And then that's non-taxable. And then he got to work 10 hours to pay for this year's salary. That's taxable. And then he got to work 10 hours to pay for a stipend pay. Because the reason he's getting the stipend pay, that's non-taxable. The reason he's getting the stipend pay is he's giving the money back. So he'll work another 10 hours to get the money back for next year's salary. And
yep,
that's for
yep.
the next year's player. So-called. You give a guy, guarantee a guy that much money, you don't know what he's going to do. So obviously, you want him to win you a championship or bring you closer to a championship. And then he's that good, you want to keep him. But then again, the owner, you know, if he's in a small market, he's going to be crying to him, oh, I can't afford it. But you
yeah.
go to the park, the fans can't afford it because the hot dog is going to be so high.
I get it. You're going off on the sports thing. I totally get it, Larry. But I want to make sure, because we only have a couple minutes left. What do you want people to take away from reading your book?
I want the people to understand that they have 168 hours. And I want the people to understand that they are working in an hourly pay system, which all our politicians are not. And in an hourly pay system, you are giving the money back to the owners. You're giving the money back. They're like in any contract. So everybody have 168K. Everybody. And you should buy this book and understand this book. And then so everybody will work for the future. Because everybody's crying about health care. You get debt-free health care. You see, Jesus Christ was the first one to work in the child pay system. And then, like I told you once before, when he fed poor, the hungry, no charge. He preached, no charge. He healed the sick, no charge. So if you work in a child pay system, every job and everything that you do is no charge. And if what you are doing, you are leaving money for the future. And then you got to get the book and understand the book, and then you got to realize it's your money. It's your money, Kate. It's an amazing book.
It's your money. I get what you're saying. And I think it's probably registering with people that you know. You served 18 years in the Illinois National Guard. You worked at the Postal Service starting in 1995. You retired in 2009. You saw what was happening. And, you know, you were looking at what is this organization doing and what is not, you know, organized about it and what could be organized about it. And that's the frustrating part. So we have, just a minute left. Do you feel good about writing the book? I mean, just putting it out there?
Oh, I feel good because, Kate, I got it. I got the book. And then, so I'm going to leave you with this. God made a promise. He said he's going to give you back double. He said you read chapter, and you're going to see that you're going to get back double. And then what it is, it's a future thing. It's for our grandkids. CAF is a generational pay system. You know, it's like the stores that we used to know and stuff like that, some of our brick and mortar, they're closing up. But with CAF pay system, they would never close. Never.
Never close. I like that because there's so much that happens now that's so frustrating to people on jobs and people that are looking for the job to do something for them. And you said it. You can get CHAPS on Amazon.com. Again, clockable hours and application process and pay systems. That's what the acronym stands for. Larry, thanks so much. Good luck with the book, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you, Kate.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.